Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this July AFRIC meeting. Fei Long, we've got you on the line. Good morning to you, or good afternoon, as you are. But we're getting a lot of feedback here. Could you keep your phone on mute until you want to speak? And the normal rules apply. If you want to speak, you raise your hand, and then I'll call on you. Also like to welcome some returnees, those who were reappointed for a second term last time. Far too many to mention, but we're pleased that you've all made it safely back. Tack, of course, is not with us in his current guise, but we might happen to see him around in the office. We don't often see board members in Cannon Street, but I believe that he's due in later today, so we'll keep an eye on him. But we do have a replacement, Kaz Ryasa. Welcome. Kaz is with Fujitsu and is a keen supporter of IFRS, not only in Japan, but also has been playing for a couple of years a key role on our Global Preparer Forum, keeping communication between those rogues who prepare financial statements and the standard setters who try and catch them out. Speaking of which, Charlotte, we're delighted to welcome you here. Notice that if you were to Google Charlotte's name, you would find that she has notoriety for two things. One, she's very keen to tell people that if the standard doesn't permit it, then the standard means it's not permissible. But the most important thing, which is why we're going to call on her, is that the answer to any question about measurement is fair value through profit and loss. Charlotte is one of those denizens of the dark side from Goldman Sachs, who advises, I believe, people not only in Europe but also around the world of how to improve the quality of financial reporting. So we look forward to Kaz and Charlotte joining us in our conversations. Some of our discussions, of course, are continuations of what we were doing previously, and so you can relax a little bit at this meeting. You shouldn't feel obliged to speak up on every topic and answer every question, although you'll note that some of the existing members do have a habit of doing that all the time. Laurence is due to join us by video link for this morning, but apparently somebody in the Deloitte Paris office thought that today was the 1st of August, so they haven't bothered to switch on the power. So we're hoping that she will be able to join us shortly, and she'll be with us present tomorrow. So we have a full quorum. We're ready to go. A couple of admin things. In view of the inclement weather for the dinner tonight, taxis have been arranged to take us there, so if you can meet at 6:15 down at the reception downstairs, then you will get safely to the restaurant, and we'll pass the list around so you can just confirm whether you're coming or not. Janet, welcome back. We're always delighted to see you, as we are anybody from the SEC. See, Patrick also must have thought that today was August, because he hasn't made an appearance yet. But Vincent, welcome. This is your first meeting here as a representative of the European Commission, and we suspect that your heritage would say that being French, and I've insulted two of them so far, but you shouldn't be here either, but we're delighted that you've turned up. So presumably Brussels works harder than Paris. Oh, sorry, Philippe, I didn't see you over there. But you know, Philippe, in your second term at the IASB, you've been indeed tribalized. You're now a true international. All right. First thing, we have to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. They were published in the IFRIC update. Does anybody not approve the minutes?
Ils ont aussi une erreur de leur côté.